Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 566 for Monday, May 12th, 2008, Magellan's Travel Alarm. This show and the entire TWiT broadcast network is brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thanks. And now, get ready for Dick. Well, it's time for another Daily GizWiz. We begin the week, and you know what happens when we begin the week? You know what day it is, Dick?
Well, let's see. Yesterday was Sunday. Yes. Tomorrow is Tuesday.
Yes.
Let me take a wild guess at Monday?
Monday! It's a brand new week and a brand new day and a brand new Daily GizWiz. It's a brand new week and a brand new day and a brand new Daily GizWiz.
The worse your life,
day and a brand new week and a brand new day,
the better we sound.
It makes its own gravy.
The worse your life,
day and a brand new day and a brand new day,
the better we sound.
The worse your life,
the better we sound.
Sound,
sound,
sound. Yes, the show once again that has more jingles per pound than any other show, thanks to Dan Luters. He did it again.
And, you know, the funny thing is when I first heard it, I thought, boy, does Dan sing off key?
That's me.
And then when you played it, I just realized it's you. And boy, you really sound off key.
He, you know, there is, and I should tell Dan this, there is a button on Pro Tools that lets you move the key so it's on key.
Is there a button that can move it that far?
No, not in this case. There's nothing you could do in this case. To save it. It's shot. Hey, Dick DiBartolo, how are you? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. This is the first time that we're sort of doing like a halfway video kind of thing. Very exciting.
Halfway would be the operative word.
Studio. Yeah. Halfway is the kind way to put it.
Did you see this? Look, I have a remote control on the camera. I didn't know this, but the cameras come with a remote control, and I can actually zoom in. I'm going to zoom in here. Let's see. Oh, wait a minute. Stop. No, I've gone too far. Oh, dear. Oh.
Oh, but you can't pan? Oh, okay.
No, I can only zoom in. So
you can only zoom.
I think I went too
zoom
far.
Zoom to black.
I zoomed into a corner of the Tech Guy Labs, and I don't know if I can get it out. There it is. No, the
right.
Pan part, you know, you can actually get a pan head, which I'm going to get, that will allow me from here to zoom and pan on the show. Isn't that funny?
It's great.
And yeah, you sound enthusiastic.
Well, you can zoom and our listeners will pan us.
Yes, I think they already are.
As they have been doing for all these years.
Since we do this now in real time and you can watch the show live, we can actually get the rejection right away instead of having to wait for a week or so.
Well, are you ready for the gizmo of the day?
I am indeed, sir.
Okay, well, I'll show it to you, but it's going to be, there's a real long time delay.
I like that. I've seen it, yeah.
It's another little thing from the Magellan's catalog via Eagle Creek, and it is the multifunction alarm clock. Now, not only you can see it's small, it comes with a little neat little carry case, but it has a built-in calculator. It has a built-in currency converter. So as you travel to foreign countries, you can see how little the dollar is worth. It also has a little built-in thermometer. Oh, yeah, you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
And it has...
I zoomed in on Dick. He likes that. Yeah, you're doing a good job. I can't see you anymore, he says.
Yeah, that's perfect. I like it this way.
Yeah.
You only need one camera, just my camera.
Yeah, that's what I realized.
So the only little, it's very inexpensive, Magellan's catalog, under $15. If there's a slight negative, it's that at this size and this price point and the fact that it runs on two little button batteries is that there's no backlighting, which would really go through the batteries quickly. But by giving you no backlighting. They kept it very thin. They kept it very economical. And that's a lot of features for, I think the exact price at Magellan's is $14.85. I'm never quite sure how they arrive at these prices.
It's kind of made up, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Travel clock, snooze alarm, world timer, currency converter, built-in calculator so you can figure out how much to tip. I think it's pretty decent.
Now, I see it says on the lid, it says Eagle Creek. Is that the kind of like
Eagle
the brand?
Creek. Yeah, I think Eagle Creek bills a lot of their supplies a lot of their carry bags and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's where I've seen that name.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's really neat. And as we said last time, Magellans.com, if you just want to order a catalog, the catalog has tons of information, a couple of pages about what the current, AC and DC current requirements are for each country, travel tips, what to expect at security. So it's a neat thing to have. Magellans.com.
And at a very affordable price. I don't worry about backlight that much. I guess, though, for something like a travel alarm, if the lights
in
the room
are off.
My
vision without my glasses is very bad. So yeah. I like to, I use the other travel alarm that they sell with the World Time from Seiko,
right,
which you hit the top of it and it lights up for about 15 seconds. So that's easier for me. But
it does,
eyes,
you're right, it eats the batteries like crazy.
Yeah, that's right.
Young eyes. In the dark, even young eyes could see this. No, it's still blank. I don't know about other people, but I'm actually enjoying being able to see you for a change. I really,
you know,
this is nice.
This is great fun.
Yeah, this is really good.
Great fun. Yeah. I'm going to have to start brushing my teeth, though.
Because, no.
Well,
we don't have to worry about that.
And that is a neat segue into this letter.
Yes.
And Leo, if you want to play along, go to Rock, R-O-C-K, myteeth.com.
Rockmyteeth.com.
Rock, right. Not rot my teeth like candy might do, but rock my teeth. And the letter is from Patrick Warren. Oh, what a funny name. Warren, W-A-R-N, from Georgia, Vermont, who writes, I saw this thing and thought it was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. I thought you guys might get a laugh out of it. Admittedly, it's not a titanium spork or a toothpick bird, but at least half of the Daily Gizwiz does have standards. It is the
not
iPod.
Me is what he's saying.
Well, I didn't want to say anything, but he's
we know which
precisely
half. Yes,
we know right. It is the iPod tooth whitening accessory. He said, "At first, I thought it was a joke, but it turns out it's a real product. I think it is because although I didn't try to order one, however, I did try to order one." I didn't really want to buy it, but it went all the way through. It added the shipping and the handling.
Well, it must be
basically
real.
You put it up against your teeth with a whitening strip, and then I believe that the music you play vibrates the strip to help. Yeah, I know. It's like disco dancing for your teeth.
Should I play the video? It has a video.
Oh, okay, do it.
Let me see what it says here on the video. We'll
how much are you paying for teeth whitening
way
strips?
Way too much.
$25 a box?
Yeah. Oh, now it's pausing.
Now, what is this like? You're supposed to reply?
Buffering. Yeah, maybe I'm supposed to answer. I'll take D, Alex. I don't know.
It just stopped there.
That was the end of it. It was a short movie. Wait a minute. Here's the widescreen version. That'll go faster, maybe. The science behind the best musical teeth whitening device in the world, it says.
Hello, I'm Professor Bocelli, and today I'm going to introduce you to my amazing...
Oh, this is going to sell a lot of them. What are they thinking?
No, I couldn't figure out, is that the commercial or was that you?
No, that's the movie.
They're not going to sell any. I'm canceling my
As
order.
An Italian American, and I am too, yes. Come to think of it. So as Italian Americans.
There is a man proud of his heritage.
Yeah, I think I am. Let me check.
Wait a minute. I'm one of those too.
Let me ask my grandma. I am insulted.
Yeah. What is he saying? I'm a Professor Bocelli. I gotta lie.
The newest invention. It whitens your teeth, and it's a fun, too.
Oh, please. Okay, that's enough.
That was the commercial, and that was not you.
That was not me. That was the commercial.
Well, if you're playing along with us after you listen to this podcast, go to Rock My Teeth, R-O-C-K My Teeth. And like I said, I think it was like $49 or something, wasn't it? Or $29.
But do you hear the music? I'm not buying one. Do you hear the music? I mean,
yeah.
Is it coming through your teeth? I think it's coming through your teeth.
I don't know. I thought that it would vibrate the pad against your teeth. You know what? Remember we had the toothbrush that brushed all your teeth at the same time, top, bottom, upper and lower teeth?
Mm-hmm. That's all very well.
Turbo brush.
Yeah.
Well, turbo brush makes a little more sense, or a lot more sense, than using your iPod to whiten your teeth.
I think you're right, Mr. Dick. I think you're absolutely right.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm just taking a wild guess.
Try brushing your
iPod,
your teeth.
It may keep your phone contacts, but I don't think it's going to clean your teeth.
All right. Tomorrow is Turn the Table Tuesday. Means I only have 24 hours to come up with something.
And you get to hold something in front of the camera.
Yeah, I could do this.
All right.
Put my head in front of the camera.
Hey, Leo, by the way.
Yes.
When I come out there, I'm coming out there June 20th. Mm-hmm. And I was kidding last time that the Sheraton had already booked the Petaluma Sheraton had booked the one room they have. Well, I could not book a room at the Sheraton.
They actually did book the one room they have.
I could not book a room at the Best Western.
You're kidding.
The only place that had a room was the Motel 6.
No.
But I didn't stay there because Leo, that week, I'm still coming, but that Saturday is the Accordion Festival.
In Cotati.
Yes, in Petaluma.
Yeah.
And your fairgrounds are having some sort of a state fair or something.
No wonder it's going to be jammed. You came on the right weekend.
I had to take a two-night stay, but I'm praying that maybe you could have a fight with Abby and use the second night because they would only take a two-night booking.
Oh, we'll take the second night.
You'll take the second night. Okay. It's the Metro Cafe and Hotel.
I'm so glad you're staying there. That's a great place. We always put our family up there. It's a small little place. You can walk here from there.
Oh, Leo, that's great. It's because I looked on the map and it said that you can walk to historic.
Oh, you're downtown. Yeah. You're on the boulevard. So it's a little busy, but it's a cute little French bed and breakfast. We always put our family up there when they come to town. So you picked actually
find someone to stay there Saturday night.
We will. But don't worry, Dick. I'll take care of your travel. We're going to take care of your hotel so you don't have to, you know, be out that extra night. So don't worry about that.
Oh, and listen to this. I called Kim at Wild Planet and said that she could bring the new toys. And
good.
I said, Leo, I don't have to learn how to play with them. You demo them and we'll play with them.
You bet.
Well, I don't want to say that Kim is getting into this, but she wrote me the next day and said, since it's a preview of Christmas gifts, can I come dressed as an elf?
Oh, absolutely.
I said, Kim, it's required that you come dressed as an elf.
I thought you knew that. Oh, no, absolutely she can come dressed as an elf.
We're going to have one heck of a time when I get out.
Well, by then, I'm pretty sure that everything will... Well, I should knock on wood here because I'm pretty sure that everything will be... You know, we'll have all the cameras.
Today is...
I got a month and a half. Yeah.
Yeah.
I should be able to do that. You know, everything takes longer than you think. I thought I'd be all ready now. It all takes longer than you expect.
Oh, that's why I made it 6 weeks ahead. When you said,
perfect.
I'll be ready next week. I said, let's see, Leo time frame, 7 weeks is safe.
7 weeks will be plenty. All right, Dick, we're going to take a break. Come back because tomorrow, Turn the Tables Tuesday, and you can take the day off, pretty much. Just sit there and grouse. We'll see you then.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why? It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.